Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in his sermon series from the Second Epistle of Peter with this sermon entitled, False Pastors of Synagogues of Satan, preached Sunday, October 14th, 2018. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Second Epistle of Peter, beginning with chapter 2.
The subject from 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 through 3, the subject is false pastors of the synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan appears Revelation 2, 9 and 3, 9. The majority is not called or sent by Christ, the head of the true church, which he builds by his true pastors. True pastors are sent from God. They are gifts of the ascended Christ, and they are appointed by the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 2:17, Ephesians 4:11, and Acts 20 and verse 28. They alone preach the infallible and inerrant Word of God, the primary means of God's grace, as Peter made clear in 2 Peter chapter 1, 19 through 21. False ministers and priests are not born again and therefore cannot preach the gospel. The gospel we read about in Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1, the authority of Scripture. They preach a different Jesus, a different gospel, and a different spirit. They preach their own ideas, their own words. 2 Peter 2 and verse 3. Which are in truth the words of the devil. 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. Martin Lloyd-Jones says, 2 Peter 2 is one of the most terrible chapters of the Bible. Peter is about to be crucified and leave the church forever. So he is warning the church of the false ministers infiltrating God's church to destroy it if possible. The devil is the enemy of God's holy church. The whole world is under his control. Only the true church, consisting of regenerate people, resist the devil by exercising church discipline. How? By excommunicating the wicked. If the church refuses to exercise discipline, the wicked will take control of the church, and the true believers leave the church. Either the wicked leave, as we read in 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. But they did not really belong to us. If they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. Either the wicked people leave or God's people leave. In this Christ's holy church, the rebellious are put out when necessary. And they are welcomed by synagogue of Satan. Our authority is the word of God alone. Isaiah 8:19-20. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, that is to the Bible. If they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn, not born again. First point, false prophets in Israel. And you read today, Lamentations 2:14. The visions of your prophets were false and worthless. They did not expose your sin. In this church, we expose sin, that the sin may be covered by the blood of Christ. They did not expose your sin to ward off your captivity. The oracles they gave you were false and misleading. Jeremiah 23:11. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 23:14. And among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen something horrible. They commit adultery and live a lie. Jeremiah 23:21. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. False ministers. Ezekiel 22:28. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, when the Lord has not spoken. That's the first point. Second point, false ministers in the church. 2 Peter 2:1-3 have 5 verbs in the Greek in future tenses. Holy Spirit is warning us through Saint Peter what will happen to Christ's church in the future. If the church fails to be vigilant by being led by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word, that church will fail. The elders must govern the church by the word and the spirit, and they do so in unity. False ministers can come from inside the church and from outside the church. Saint Peter tells us, Acts 20:28-31, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth, the gospel, in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. 2 John verse 7. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Point number one, they are going to bring destructive heresies. These false ministers secretly introduce destructive heresies, teachings that negate the gospel and eternally destroy false pastors and their many followers. St. Paul says, Galatians 1:8-9, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. These false ministers, from outside and inside, they do not announce and say, friends, I want you to know I am a false pastor. I teach heresies, false doctrines. I do not believe in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ was a sinner like us. He tried to live a good life, but he died like everybody else. I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in hell or heaven. I don't believe in sin or in the Ten Commandments. I believe in making a lot of money and living a good life. As the rich man of Luke 16 lived. 1 Timothy 6:9-10, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. I believe, they say, all religions are of equal value. I believe in science. I believe in global warming and global cooling. I believe in climate change. I believe in abortion. I believe in feminism. They don't say all that. And they say, I believe all people are born good. and are getting better. So these false ministers secretly introduce devilish teachings that destroy. These false teachings oppose apostolic doctrines and promote every form of evil. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. And 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4, for the time will come when men will not put up with the sound doctrines. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And Jude 4, for certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. False ministers. They are godless men who change the grace of God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign Lord. 1 Timothy 5:15, some have in fact already turned away to follow Satan. False teachers, point number two, they deny Jesus Christ. These false priests and pastors even deny the heart of the gospel, Jesus Christ, the God-man, Jesus Christ, his atoning sacrifice, his resurrection, his ascension, his session, and his coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. They confessed Jesus as Lord, and then they denied him as Lord by their doctrine and ethics. They and their large followers live antinomian lives and refuse to believe that Jesus has received all authority in heaven and on earth. So they refuse to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. They obey the devil and not the Lord Jesus. 2 Peter 2:19, they promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For a man is a slave to whatever has mastered them, the devil. They obeyed the devil and not the Lord Jesus. Friends, everyone obeys. Either Jesus or the devil. Jesus warned us about false priests and false pastors. Matthew 7:15, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Matthew 7:22 and 23, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will plainly tell them, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Many churches are synagogues of Satan, pastored by false pastors. Matthew 24:24 and 25, for false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. These false priests and pastors and their huge followers will be destroyed by Christ and sent to eternal hell in due time. They will be in hell, in fire, in torment, in agony forever. Third point, they have a large following. These pastors will have very large following. These pastors and their huge churches consist of unregenerate believers of the first three soils of the parable of Jesus we read in Luke 8. They are fruitless false believers who love to sin. They are non-elect and unregenerate. They are sons of disobedience, Greek text of Ephesians 2 and verse 2. Not sons of obedience, Greek text, 1 Peter 1:14. Well, let me read to you, true believers, what do they do? 1 John 2, 3 through 6. I wrote a book, Normal, what's a church life. We know, 1 John 2, 3 through 6, we know that we have come to know him. How? If we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But if anybody obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. We are true believers. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. False priests and false pastors refuse to preach the infallible word because they are unregenerate children of disobedience. That is, children of the devil. John 8:44. They preach a false gospel which promote the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery. The Greek is asalgeia, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. They preach to entertain, to please people. They tell stories. They take polls to find out what excites people. They are into rock and roll. They never preach about sin and repentance. They never speak of Jesus as Lord, or we are his born slaves, or about holy living. They speak about faith. When they speak about faith, they speak of what's their ascensus, not fides est fiducia. That is, faith as trust in Jesus. They speak about Jesus is Lord, but they never speak about Jesus is my Lord. Right. You see the difference, subtle difference. They don't speak about Jesus is my Lord, so I am his obedient slave. They are for easy believism. Believe in Jesus and what's it? Sin all you want. We sin, he forgives. Isn't that his business? We sin, he forgives. Their goal is to have a big church and make lot of money. They preach what is pleasing to people, such as where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So sin more, that grace and forgiveness may increase. And people are going by the thousand. They refuse to preach Romans 6:4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live, what, sir? A new life. They do not preach Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. They do not preach Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always, what, sir? Obeyed. Not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, if you are born again, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Number 4, under the title False Teachers. They blaspheme the gospel by their teaching, by their life. Many will follow after their immorality. The word is debauchery. People like it. Many people like it. And cause the gospel to be blasphemed. 2 Peter 2:7. It says here, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men. 1 Peter 4:3, listen, sir. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans chose to do, living in what's a debauchery, asalgeia. Debauchery. Lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. Calvin said, scarcely 1 in 10 of those who enlist under Christ, that's church members, keep the purity of their faith to the very end. And your pastor says, scarcely 1 in 100. They blaspheme the gospel. Only 8 people were saved when God destroyed the ancient world by a flood. Easy believism of modern big churches may not save anybody. Fake gospel produces fake faith and hope in fake believers. God said, the day you eat thereof, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Simply put, eat and die. And the devil said, the day you eat thereof, you will not surely die. This is the gospel of false ministers of big churches. In other words, the devil says, eat and live. When God said, eat and die. Sinful life of a Christian causes the gospel of Jesus to be blasphemed. The way of truth to be blasphemed. Holy life of a true Christian causes the gospel to be made attractive. 1 Peter 2:12. Listen, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Or Jesus himself said, Matthew 5:16, listen, in the same way let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Your holy life matters. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Holy living brings glory to Jesus, who is the way, truth, and the life. And Peter said in 2 Peter 3:11, 12, and 14, listen, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. 2 Peter 3:14, listen. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Number 5, greedy pastors. Greedy pastors worship money and what money can buy. These self-appointed priests and pastors are unregenerate, and their father is the devil, and they are liars, and they preach a different Jesus, a different gospel, and a different spirit. They have filthy lifestyle, characterized by debauchery, asalgeia. They are greedy. They worship money. They hate the Bible and therefore hate the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. They have one goal, and that is to make a lot of money. They preach about what's their health and wealth and power and fame and practice immorality. Their heroes are Achan, Balaam, Simon Magus, Judas, Demas, Ananias, and Sapphira. Seven people. Achan stole God's money and God killed him and his family, and God burned their bodies. Balaam counseled Israel to sin for money, and he was killed. He was a false prophet. Simon Magus tried to buy Holy Spirit from Peter to sell, retail, and make a huge profit. Peter told him, what's up? Go to hell. Literally, go to hell with his money. Acts 8 and verse 20. Judas was a son of perdition. Jesus said so. He was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag for Jesus, he used to steal. He made 30 pieces of silver by betraying Jesus. Guilt-ridden, he threw away all his money and he hanged himself. Micah 3:11. Her leaders judge for a bribe. Her priests teach for a price. And her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come. Greedy Judas thus went to hell. All people of the world who refuse to trust Jesus but worship money will join Judas in hell, especially false priests and false pastors who exploit and cheat and pick the pockets of God's people by telling stories they have made up. Demas was fed up with suffering for the gospel with Paul. So he left Paul and the gospel to make money in Thessalonica. Ananias stole God's money and God killed him. Sapphira stole God's money and God killed him. Number 6, synagogues of Satan. Many big churches, I'm being gracious, many big churches are synagogues of Satan. They lack the true marks of a holy church which Christ builds. Number 1, preaching of the word, inspired, infallible, and inerrant word of God. Number 2, true administration of sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Number 3, discipline, sir, to put out the wicked who refuse to repent. 1 Corinthians 5:4 and 5. In the synagogue of Satan, they preach Isaiah 5:20. Good is bad, and bad is good. Evolutionary hypothesis, pseudoscience, no miracle possible, new ideas better, popular ideas good. Belief in Jesus is okay as long as your faith is mental assent, not trusting in the Christ of the Bible for eternal life. Synagogue of Satan practices debauchery and licentiousness. Isaiah 50 verse 11. But now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. They refuse to preach the word. They have their own word, which they made up. Verse 3. In the synagogue of Satan, the preacher and the people worship Satan. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Romans 9:22, what if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of wrath prepared for what, sir? Destruction. Objects of wrath. Vast majority of the people in the church are objects of wrath prepared for destruction. Let me read to you Philippians 3:19. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, Lord. Jude 7, in a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire for not preaching the gospel. Conclusion, sir. Listen very carefully. Sir, there is no escape from hell to heaven or from heaven to hell after your death. You are going to die, sir, unless God comes. There is no escape from hell to heaven or from heaven to hell after death. Now you are able to cross from hell to heaven, from eternal death to eternal life, by faith in Jesus Christ. To the thief who believed in Jesus, Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. This moment, you are able to cross over from death to life, from hell to paradise. John 5:24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Now is the accepted time. Now you are here. Now you are hearing the word of God. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Jude 21, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Friends, let me tell you a secret. The feet of the elect will be guided by the Holy Spirit to Christ's holy church to hear the gospel, to believe in Jesus, the only Savior, and confess him as Lord and be saved forever. Romans 9:23, the last verse. But if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory.
Hallelujah.
Objects of mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to put our trust in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And be saved today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.